toast for the assholes. Grab a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know.
And I'm toasting y'all. Both y'all. Andy Black.
You look like a asshole from the 80s. Like just hairy. Thank you, bitch.
Bro, yeah. You got the patchiest beard I ever seen in my life.
So?
It worked, though.
Yeah, bitches love this soft beard.
All three of them you got. Right out the gate.
Every fucking
right out the
week.
Gate.
I'm telling you.
Episode, you guys have a girlfriend.
Episode 38. We back in the building.
This
39. I just put 38 on this description.
Is it 38 or 39?
This 39.
Oh, yeah, because you called him 38 last week.
Yeah, he 39.
Yeah, he's 39. 39 this week. That nigga age every week. Yeah. 39. Fuck.
Some bitch said you had a salt and pepper beard.
It's,
I almost commented, that's dirt.
His
beard was dirt, baby.
It's just dirt, yeah.
Cobwebs.
My man take his little doo-doo braids out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just saying, yeah. Lint. Hey, y'all, MJ walked in my house with some ear pads.
Hey, look.
Them ear pods is big as shit. I know you got them off Wish.
Look, he tried to hide them with his scummy.
I'm going to walk in with two golf clubs. So look. Two four irons talking about these ear pods.
The cap on this app.
Yeah, like, shut up, man. Like, you, those, yeah, ooh. You took them out. As soon as you said so now, I think about it.
Yeah.
Y'all know, I told y'all a story about my best friend said her ex ripped the AirPod out of her ear and chewed it. Funny shit I heard in 2019.
Oh, shit.
Anyway.
No, never mind. We ain't going to get into the whole
39,
story.
39, we here. Like
back with the unnecessary ignorance you didn't know you needed.
Woo. Okay.
Yeah,
MJ?
We back.
Yeah, that.
I told MJ why you was shitting that. Niggas told me he was
damn. Damn!
Chad takes shit every week before we start.
Nerves.
Yeah. Nerves.
Nerves.
Yeah, but, Rob voted me off the island.
Yeah.
Oh, what island?
This island. He said, I gotta go.
Why'd he say that?
He said he bringing the show to that.
Damn, what beef you
around
that?
I don't know.
That's the second nigga though, because what arms is saying?
I was the background dancer.
Yeah.
Nigga told you to go do an 8 count.
That nigga said you an add on now, bro. Yeah, that shit funny as hell.
You gonna have to put hands on niggas.
Yeah. Niggas just don't like me.
You gonna have to put hands on niggas.
I can see why. I can see why.
Yeah, you upset me every once in a while.
You upset us Saturday. You and Derek both.
What did we do?
We was talking about ordering shirts, by the way, getting merch. And y'all just stupid. And it blew me.
Did right? I? Justin made it clear. What y'all want? Justin said I want the... You know, the white hoodie with the blue letters, whatever shit he said.
Yeah.
You know, y'all just like black and red. Okay, in what order, nigga?
Mm-hmm. And then it was mainly Derek, though.
I was about to say, because I was texting you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got your order.
Yeah, but Derek ass was like.
He said, what size?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Does it come
sleeveless? Large and large.
Does it come sleeveless?
So you went to the same thing? Like, what are we talking
about? Can I get a crop top?
I can see him Zeke Elliott like, right now.
Yeah.
I bet. Oh, M. Jizzle, the least favorite.
Oh, you want to go last this week?
I am last all the time.
Daddy now.
Say the best for last.
I'll go again.
Chizzy Chad coming to get to you last. Coming again to you last.
Yeah, what you're not going to do is call me Spoon. Man, what a week.
Oh,
what a week.
The week just started.
It just started.
Bro.
It was long as shit already.
And it's crazy because it's December, what, 17th? We got a week for Christmas.
Next week.
2 weeks for New Year's.
Starting my arguments tonight.
Start them tonight, fellas.
Yeah.
Actually, they started last night.
Last night.
Start your argument soon.
And she hit me with the, if you ain't got me nothing yet, don't buy nothing. I was like, I bet.
Say less.
Whole time I seen the Amazon packages for my gifts. Like, they done got here already. Yeah.
I ain't none of your gifts.
Huh?
That's MAC lipstick.
Nah, the box, you see how big them boxes is?
Okay.
That's the only shirt, only tent size.
Yep.
It was closet size, yeah.
Yeah, you sitting in here with a South Pole sweater on.
Yeah.
Trying to hop big shit. Like,
is it?
No.
That is a little South Pole anchor, though.
No, that's a family reunion shirt from 10
Ed
years
Hardy.
Ago. Ed Hardy?
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the regular schedule program. Hey, look, speaking of arguments, these bitches, I'm starting early, yeah. I was just thinking on my way to work. I go to work at 5:30 every morning, and like, these bitches is not as tough as their grandma and their great grandmas.
Why you think about this at 5:30?
I don't know, bro. Like, I think about
you fed up.
I know I talked to another to think about it.
Yeah, it's 5:30 in the morning. I fed up. Like, their grandma used to get a black eye and go cook a 3-course meal right after that. With no complaining.
So you have a problem because you can't beat your bitch up.
Yes. Nah, I'm joking. Yes. No, but I'm just saying they were just tougher. They could deal with stuff a lot better than
those weak.
These hoes is hoe as hell, boy. Like, oh, hoe as hell, boy. Like, just watching people's arguments and hearing stuff that people go through, like the things that they go through with their women, I'm like, they wouldn't have went through this in the 70s, in the 60s. Definitely not in the 50s.
Beat her and got it over with.
Yeah.
It's over.
Or either go fuck their other family and then come back. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can just tell just by looking at older couples, because, like, I go to my grandparents, like, every once in a while. You can just tell my granddaddy fed up with my grandma. You met my grandma. My grandma talked a lot of shit. And my granddaddy just shut the fuck up. Like, he just sit there and just don't say nothing. A lot of times he ignoring her. Why? Because it's been 60 years. He just tired of it. Or like 50-something years, he tired of her shit. So, he been at work all day. Like, leave him the fuck alone.
It's too late for him. For them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
You think your granddaddy's stepping that?
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. My granddaddy, like, he just... He at that point in his life, he don't give a fuck.
You probably got a little young tenderoni out there, Louis.
He might. Sure. He met my granddaddy. He a smooth motherfucker.
Tricky.
Tell him I got Viagra for sale.
He probably don't need it. It probably skipped his generation and went straight to me. Like, I got ED. I got ED, but it's okay. Yeah. shit.
So, not trying to get too good. You think your grandparents are fucking?
So, look, let me tell you a funny story. So, My cousin Donna told me and my cousin Dwayne this. She said she called my grandma one night and she was like, "What you doing, grandma?" Grandma said, "Sitting here naked. Wonder if Nuke gonna do something about it." Boy, I was in fucking tears, but it was also disgusting, but I just couldn't help but laugh.
Well, wonder, like, if he gonna do something about it.
Yeah, okay. He ain't gonna do not a goddamn thing about it. And I know my granddad was over there ignoring the fuck out of her. Like,
I gotta work in the morning.
Yeah, like, my granddad go to work at like 4 o'clock every morning and come home at like 5 in the evening.
What he do?
He a mechanic. Well, he got like a routine, so he get up at 4, shower,
milk the cows.
Nah, get coffee, load the house up with wood because they got a fireplace, and then go to work. You know what I mean? And then, so it's a whole process, but yeah.
Sleep by 7.
He sleep by like 8. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why he don't put up with no shit. But they also, niggas was tougher back then too, because niggas nowadays can't go through nothing either.
Why? You know what niggas do? They go to Facebook and post their status.
Arlington.
Wow. But no, they really do. Like, I can't believe chicks act like this, blah, blah, blah. Believe it. Because y'all letting them.
Right.
Ain't that what Rick Ross said? These hoes acting up. Yeah. Why?
Because you letting them. But no, shit, I saw a post earlier. It was like, I get tired. There was a bitch said, I get tired of niggas texting me good morning, beautiful every morning.
First of all, I bet she was not that beautiful.
My thing is, be grateful. Like, yeah, like
somebody hitting you up.
Yeah, he thought about you that morning. Like,
right.
I could have easily just went to work and not give a fuck about you.
He showed me who you were, and you don't deserve that text message.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Are you sending that kind of message in the mornings?
No.
Say what? Say
no,
that.
No.
Are you sending that kind of message in the morning?
Yeah.
Are you?
No.
Oh.
That's because y'all in. Like, y'all years in.
Even when...
Y'all live together, so...
But like, even when I wasn't in a relationship, I'm not sending that loser-ass shit.
Oh, so I'm a loser now?
Probably.
It's yeah.
A little late.
Yeah, yeah. Late. Yeah, fuck you.
What's a good morning, beautiful?
Putting your food...
Because maybe they ain't graduated the baby yet. That's like early. You know what I mean?
So you use all the other pet names.
See,
Sunshine.
People call me Sunshine? Yeah. I ain't called a bitch Sunshine since I seen Harlem Nights.
Sugarfoot.
You been calling him Sugarfoot?
I call women big dog.
Boy.
What's up, big dog?
Yeah. That's how I'm coming at you.
Yeah, nah, I give it up. Damn, big dog. Like,
what's up, big dog?
That's funny as hell.
Speaking of which, y'all, you said Christmas around the corner. You do some shopping? Nah. You ain't did none. You already said it.
I might not have to. Nah, I'm after I helped Justin move Saturday, I think.
I'm gonna go shopping and shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna go pick up a couple. One of the things she wants is AirPods. Like I've heard her say. No,
I can get you a deal.
No, because the AirPods you got, they sell them at Food Line.
What the charges?
And I don't like that.
They're there in the front with the gift card. Like, can we show? Can you, Justin, put them AirPods on live?
Oh, like, man, what? Please. No, this is a real AirPod. Oh, no, it ain't.
They got a button.
That nigga AirPod take double A down.
Control now. Oh, we gonna leave him alone,
you put
bro.
The batteries in the freezer.
That worked though. But
I used to do that when I used to play my Game Boy. Like, no cap.
Crazy as shit.
Hey, man. Christmas though. Seriously.
So you got some shopping to do?
No. The fuck? I got an apartment to get Friday and moving and all that. These bitches can wait. Now, what I mean by these bitches, I mean people who would deserve a gift. Like, not bitches. Like, I see MJ face red.
The plethora.
This nigga already doing damage control.
Yeah.
When I say these bitches.
No, it's 11 of them. Wait. How many of y'all on live?
Like 12. We do got people commenting, though. Oh, man. I like it. Appreciate y'all.
But I transition into this. So, speaking of trans.
Yeah.
So, have y'all seen the story about the book coming out about the gay black Santa? Literally, the title of the article was New Santa Will Be Gay and Black.
Yeah, and they got some kind of Netflix special coming out with a faggot Santa Claus. Like, I don't understand.
Whoa.
I really don't understand it. Like, what the fuck, man? Like,
it's crazy. Like, we have to bring this up like every other week because it's always something.
I hate
right?
to say it. Everything doesn't have to be so fucking inclusive. Some shit just ain't. Like, some shit just ain't right. Look, fuck, man.
So my thing is,
fuck these kids.
So my thing is, so what is making him the way they're about to make him? What does that do? Why couldn't you just create a whole new character?
It's showing gay black boys that they can be Santa Claus. They can be Santa Claus, bro. Man, that's what it is.
I just feel like they're trying to appeal to the extreme minority. Which the extreme minority would be a homosexual black male.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the extreme minority would be a...
No, you're right.
Would it be a homosexual black female?
No.
No.
So, homosexual black male.
Yeah, easily.
So, they're trying to, you know, appeal to as many things under one thing, if that makes sense.
No, I get it. I get it. I just think Santa Claus is a bit much. Like, it's already a made up thing. You know what I mean? Now you want to...
Santa Claus ain't real.
100%. He ain't
real. Let's start there.
I thought you were about to say being gay.
And I'm not telling my kids that Santa Claus is real.
I, for one, agree with you. Because I ain't about to work all year, buy you gifts, and give it the credit to some white dude that ain't real.
No. Yeah, the fucking Easter Bunny ain't real.
He ain't real.
And next thing you know, they're going to have a gay-ass Easter Bunny. Mm-hmm. You know, hosting Easter egg hunt.
Yeah. His wrist already broke.
Yeah. And he gonna bury his pair of balls somewhere. chocolate dipped balls. You know what I mean? Like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Radio died.
Like Cuba did.
Unfortunately, no. I mean.
At least everyone was saying
that. It's the real radio fast.
Yeah, the real radio. Empire still come on.
I saw somebody talking about that the other day, saying that they caught up on it and they realized it's such a good show. And I'm just like, I find that hard to believe.
You talking about
Juicy Smollett and all that?
Yeah. No, I don't watch that.
We used to watch it the first two seasons, but we used to get in the track and talk about it.
Then it turned into a fucking dumbass soap opera. Like,
yeah.
I don't
want to
watch that shit.
Once the little son won that rap battle against MJ. Frieda. And to me, Frieda won that.
Frieda battle. Won.
Yeah, like.
Niggas just start dancing everywhere.
Right. As me and you as fans of battle rap, like, we know a
Frieda
win.
Won.
Yeah,
Frieda won.
And
Frieda.
I was like, yeah, this is some bullshit.
You niggas start dancing.
And then Terrence Howard mama was a bitch. I was just like, yeah, I got over it. I still want to fuck Cookie, though.
She from Rocky Mountain, ain't she?
She not. I ran up on her. That bitch from like Baltimore or something.
Her family in Rocky
Mountain. She from Scotland Neck.
I Googled it after you said
her that. Her grandmother from Scotland Neck. Yeah, that's okay. What it was.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Whatever.
So somebody said, just so you know, the Issa Bunner and Cupid are gay.
Cuba?
Cupid.
Oh.
Yeah, Cupid gay. Like any white man with a diaper.
He's androgynous. No, he
a gay just like Prince. Prince is bisexual. I don't care nobody.
Jamie Foxx is too.
What?
Huh?
You heard that when he was like, he wanted to have sex with Prince because he looked like an elegant giraffe or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I mean.
He's also a comedian, so he's going to say outlandish ass shit. Yeah. How much faggot shit you say on the daily goddamn basis?
Chad just said
something. You just said I look like I got a jar of coquito, and MJ said it looked real cummy.
And what'd you, what'd you
lick the side of the jar?
Well, hey, look, remember when Martin took the ecstasy? He was like,
yeah,
that's exactly what he did to the side of the jar.
What?
Oh, that boy went big denial. Okay.
It's all right.
Okay,
we talking about?
Santa Claus
being gay.
I mean, come on, man, like. Some shit can stay heterosexual.
I'm pretty sure gay people tired of it too. They gotta be, right?
So what's Santa's husband gonna name? Marion.
Chizzy. Dang, you beat me to the point. Derek.
You said Derek?
Derek,
yeah.
Now, apparently the husband's still gonna be
white. White Santa. Yeah. He gonna be white Santa.
Oh, so it's an interracial couple and gay. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Hey, they're trying to really speak to people.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it and give us feedback. So,
I love interracial porn. Anyway.
Well, you're a fan.
You like interracial porn? Oh, because we were talking about gays. Okay. Yeah, no, I was talking about. I just like seeing white women get pounded for the shit we went through back in the day. But anyway.
Yeah.
I
thought you were trying to see them two thick niggas.
Two thick niggas. Hey, look. You know how I say I have random thoughts here today, right? So, I had this random thought today, like, because one of my coworkers was like, I was like, damn, it was raining. What if she died, right? And my thing is, I was wondering, would it be fucked up for me to comment, damn, she was thick, though? Yeah. It's not fucked up, right?
It's a couple.
It's not fucked up. The timing may be off a little bit. Yeah, I mean, like, you can wait.
Damn, she gone. She was thick, though.
You can wait till the repass.
The repass? The word after the funeral, maybe?
Yeah. Like, when you...
Oh, maybe at the funeral when I, like...
You can't know, say that. No, you can't say
that. Damn, y'all think she was thick like that?
The bottom of the casket.
The dip is a little
bit. Yeah. Woo! boy.
She used to hoop. It's too bad.
Y'all niggas is on one tonight.
Y'all buried her with two Wilsons. Y'all crazy.
Too spawned, isn't it? Y'all niggas stupid.
What size is women basketball? Size 5?
I don't know. I can palm it and I got bitch hands.
Rod probably.
Like, that's weird. Why when you be smacking your joints, it don't work. He don't smack women.
Oh, man. Smack guys.
Either way, y'all can go support gay Santa Claus, whatever. I just thought it was, I thought it was funny. Homosexuality is funny. I'm sorry. It's funny.
That was a transsexual in Queen and Slim, and I'm still upset about it.
Is it really?
Yeah, so come to find out that...
The first one he slept.
No, it was the one that was very helpful to the girl, the one that like took her hair out and shit. So that is a transsexual that was actually in the show Pose that I didn't watch, but a lot of women love. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't gonna lie, that little tranny was like, but it like, cause that's my first thought, and I was like, oh, it's a tranny. Oh, damn, I feel bad.
So if that tranny was sucking your dick, but you didn't know it was a tranny, and then you find out it was a tranny.
Finish.
Nope. Yeah,
closet again. Bro, speaking of closet,
I would never watch that movie again. So I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm talking about the other day.
4 out of 400.
Somebody brought us. You remember that question Shawty asked us the other day?
Which one?
About if a nigga is
has
married,
suddenly started having feelings, finding men attractive.
Right.
However, he has not done anything with a man. I mean, I hate to tell you.
You a gay.
You hate to see it.
And like, you know, he buy cereal, whatever it is. Like, yeah, like, but not like, it's, like
I think it's bi-curious is what it is.
Is there such thing?
Yeah, bi-curious. It's bi-curious when you're not sexually active with the...
But you wonder about
it. But yeah, you have thoughts. Like you be having.
Like I just had. Yeah. Trans-curious.
Yeah, you'll hit that tranny if you had an opportunity.
Styling. Yo. Bro, what do you say for me, guys? Like, I'm a dip. But seriously, like, I was like, maybe it's a man who was always taught that that's wrong. And, like, he went through life, like, being gay is wrong.
Are you laughing?
And, like, being gay is wrong, and that's not what I'm supposed to do. So he married a woman. Now he's like, he won't dick. And then now it's like, he don't know what to do with himself. I'm like, well.
They dress up as a grandma and make movies called Medic. My bad.
Yeah, Tyler gay.
Tyler very cool though. He cool. He is providing a lot of jobs. I know y'all seen that big entertainment like complex a nigga just built.
Not yet.
In Georgia. Nah, but he is opening doors. I ain't gonna shit on him because
I'm a shit on him.
He is opening doors for a lot of people.
You know why I don't like him? Because he got that episode of Boondocks taken away. That pissed me off. Yeah, you know that. That's like the
satire best comedy. You know it was coming. Somebody was gonna do it to you, and then I'm taking my show.
You dress up as a big bitch and think nobody gonna joke about it.
Madea thick too.
Titty big too. God damn, you are.
It's a 6'6" nigga.
shit, Big Mama's house is thick too.
Waste of dick.
That's a waste of dick. Bro, you said Urban Magic III or whatever his name is was a waste of dick, and I still ain't got.
You have any more meaningful shit to talk about? Yeah, I feel like we just rambling about the money.
That's all episodes is nowadays. It seems like damn. Oh,
the best one though.
Yeah, for real. This is funny.
Do not disturb. Okay, Justin, you brought this up because it, I guess, happened to you quite often. You be laying with one of your joints. And then you put do not disturb on the phone late at night because you say you want to spend time with your lady, but you don't want to hear from your nigga. So.
I fucking kid.
How does this work?
Nah, so like I was telling you earlier, like in one of my past relationships, faithful and everything, and hey, buddy. But no, seriously, like we're in the bed like one night. It was like 11 o'clock. Somebody I hadn't talked to in like a few months FaceTimed me at 11 o'clock, and she was like, "Why did he heat you up at 11 o'clock? This is what y'all do now?" And I'm just like, "Baby, I haven't talked to this bitch in 6 months. I don't know why she FaceTimed me at 11." And then from then on, like, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Reason being is to alleviate any issues from then on out. I don't have nothing to hide. I just don't want that random person hitting me up late thinking it's cool and it's, you know what I'm saying? So to me, it alleviates arguments. Plus, I really don't want to be disturbed. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here with my bitch. And I don't want to be disturbed.
See, the thing with Do Not Disturb, and what a lot of people don't know, is if you call somebody twice, the call will go through.
Right. And that's because it's an emergency. Yeah. Right, so, yeah.
For me, I don't necessarily use the feature. I really don't. That's because I ain't got nobody disturbing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I got an Android.
I got the same few people I talk to. I got the same few people I talk to every day. If I'm not at work, you know what I mean, and I'm at home, it's y'all.
Right.
So, and I know it, unless it's some important or podcast related shit, or, you know, just some random shit, yeah, it ain't nothing. I'm not going to be getting no crazy ass phone calls or a fucking text messages. So right. I don't utilize the, I don't even know how to cut the bitch on. Turn on.
It's a moon. It's a moon.
I didn't even know. Justin just told me I had one.
Yeah. But like,
Android's got one.
Yeah. See? All phones got it.
Oh, okay.
But like, my thing is like,
turn your phone off. Why don't you just turn the phone off?
Just so, like, because of emergencies and shit, yeah. With Do Not Disturb, you can set it to where, so, like, where I have it set is, if I have it on Do Not Disturb, people that I have as my favorites can contact me.
Okay.
So, like, if one of y'all call me, my mom, sister, brother.
I'm a fave.
Yeah, I mean, y'all my brothers. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if I'm in that situation and y'all call me, it's an issue. You know what I mean? So, it's one of those things where I don't want the outside world to call me, but the people that's closest to me, like, in case something's wrong. So, that's also why they have the feature, if you hit up twice, they'll, you know, yeah, it'll go through. Sense. But, yeah, like, but I have seen women, like, memes and stuff that say it's very disrespectful to have Do Not Disturb on, because it's like you have something to hide.
You know what else? Well, they say when you turn your phone upside down and set it on the table, that's disrespectful. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, if it vibrates in my pocket, I'm going to reach for it. And you're going to be mad.
Right. So, my thing is, yeah, I have it face down because, like I said,
I'm paying attention to you.
Right. And then that way, if it does light up, I won't look at it.
Right. You know? But
because I got Bleacher Report, and that bitch will pop up every 2 seconds. You know what I mean? So,
then when y'all go on y'all rants, joint be going crazy, like, on this joint.
Y'all understand, like, it's been times, and we probably all go through this, where, like, we get to talking in a group chat, or y'all get to talking in a group chat, and then
that's
like,
it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I'm just like, these bitches, though. like, but, you know.
Women, y'all use Do Not Disturb, too.
Huh?
Women be invented Do Not Disturb.
Somebody, IKEA, not ass to my fuck all that. My shit going airplane mode.
See, and this is why men be so scared to settle down, because people like IKEA.
Yeah. Yeah, IKEA put eat and cheat.
Yeah, she right. did. Yeah. She definitely put the eat and cheat.
Yeah.
She said she'd be late to work to eat breakfast the other day. I was like, yeah. That's some eat shit.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
IKEA. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Lizzo literally had her
ass. She wildin'. Like, she out here wild.
I don't like her.
I just feel like she's doing a little bit too much.
Trying to be like seen.
Yeah.
I don't see
understand it though. Prince went on stage with his ass out. Why can't Lizzo do it? You much rather see Prince ass.
No. I think it's, so the thing is, so she was at a game doing this, and like, it wasn't like, you know,
she's performing. But she's an entertainer though. Like,
She was sitting on them seats like that.
All publicity is good. That if she want to get fucking Jennifer Warts on her ass,
staff.
Yeah, if she want to get Mercer, that's fine. That's all her.
Now, I think it was more like she's at a game with kids and stuff, and she's out here like that. See, Prince at a concert, we know who's there.
We know
Marians and women. Yeah. You know what I mean? So he can have his ass out. But like Lizzo at a Houston Rockets game, there's kids there, people with their families. So that's a little much. It was a little much. Let's be real. I don't see the hype in her in life. Huh?
You hit worse.
Yeah, you told me I rolled a trash can in the house
one
day.
Yeah, one night. I woke up in the middle of the night like, what's going on?
Bro said, is this a wastebasket?
I said, what's going on? Yeah. Like, I got mad for a living. Like, why you got a trash can in the middle of the goddamn house? Yeah. I opened my eyes like real good. And,
hey, Chad. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. I was like, is it Bluetooth?
Yeah. It's just funny, like, I call Lizzo Chizzo that day. I laughed at myself, nigga. Yeah, like,
you're a fucking moron.
You ain't like that one. No, y'all both the same size. I can see you in a pamp and a flute right now. You know, about why men great. Because they want to be great.
I'm
about
to see.
I bet her dreads look like your shit. So like, her weed.
Yeah, I look four rows.
Yeah. She was an entertainer of the year, too, and I don't understand that either.
She is very entertaining, bro.
She won it at the Lakers game when she mooned y'all.
Yeah, like, I feel like that happened, and then she was the entertainer of the year, like, right after that.
She needed something to solidify her spot.
So, like you said, how many songs of hers you've heard?
I know two.
You know two for real?
I know one.
And that's what's the shit called? I just know the baby on it.
Most people don't even know that the baby is on the remix. Like, the remix is not very popular.
And see, you know the thing is, so like, it plays on the radio, and I get mad when the baby isn't on it.
Yeah, because the original is more popular.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, I didn't know the song until the baby jumped on. No lie.
No cap.
Yeah.
No
cap.
No blue. You on the baby dick, kind of. A little bit.
He won 2019. Let's be real.
2019.
He not the baby. That's your baby.
Okay. Bro, I tell you, it was a white boy screaming that at the concert.
That makes sense.
That ain't the baby. That's my baby. I said, wow. Josh Wilder.
So, what was the best song of 2019?
Should. Hands down.
I think No Guidance, man.
Suge is the best song of 2019.
It is very close between us.
It's very close. I do love the baby like music, and that was just, and to me that's not his hottest song, but like that's his hottest song.
That's the song that really
had him take off. Yeah. He performed it three times at his concerts, and it's like nobody cares. You know, usually if somebody performs something more than once, you like,
yeah, okay, nigga.
Yeah, like, but he do it and nigga still.
He come out to it.
Yeah, like going crazy.
Bop slap. Baby on baby slap.
That the album?
Well, no, I'm talking about the song.
Going baby?
Yeah. I'm going baby on baby.
Yeah. I was just telling the way here, yeah. He got a lot of like carpet.
However, I will say Sugar Song of the Year. But the baby does not have the album of the year.
What's the album of the year then?
Roddy Ricch shit.
I don't know, bro.
Roddy Ricch shit.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah.
It just came out last week.
Please excuse me for being antisocial.
You had to look that up.
I knew it was a lot. I was going to say excuse me or some shit like that.
Yeah.
But have y'all listened to the album?
I've listened to it multiple times.
MJ is probably MJ an old nigga, so he really don't like.
I hear the songs, I don't hear the whole album.
The only albums
I listen to is the ones y'all play before we start.
Like, because you was in here bopping the baby last baby album. Joint, what was the last name of the last album?
And then we got the what else we listened to the Kanye joint.
Yeah, the gospel joint.
Yeah. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then
that was a good album.
It was another album that we listened to in here.
Now, but right, on a scale of 1 to 10, Roddy Ricch album.
7.5, 8. You mean to tell you an album I like better?
I give that bitch a 9.
Really?
Yes.
But you love Roddy Ricch, though.
Roddy Ricch is fire, bro.
You're biased.
No, I'm not being biased. Because he's not my favorite rapper. He's not. He's not. But
I already know your favorite rapper.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. Shut the fuck up. the album is, there's no skips on the fucking album, bro.
I had a couple.
No skips.
Yeah.
No skips.
I like the album, though. I think Ross' album was better, though.
No.
I do.
No. We did listen to that, too.
Yeah. I think.
I ain't gonna lie. I played Ross' album like 3 times. That now, when I do listen to his album, I listen to like a select 2 or 3 songs.
That's how I do every album, though.
That's it.
That's how I do every album.
Like, I ain't listen to Fab. I listen to Fab shit once. Done with it. I listen to the Game shit once. Done with it. Young M.A. shit is actually still in my rotation. I hate to say it. Young Ma album.
Kinda, I gotta say
it's good. Yeah. It's good. Kirk and I mean,
you can't help but not listen to any of Baby's albums, yeah.
And then once he dropped the music video for Bop, I was at work dancing one day doing the little Jama Walkie shit.
Yeah. But, but not like the baby know how to make hits. Mm-hmm. He know how to make hits. I can't even front on him.
He's artist of the year.
Art, yeah, and it's like, and you know what's crazy? He won't even get a fucking
that nigga
Grammy nomination.
Job, he said something about switching his flow up and still didn't. Like,
yeah.
He's a troll.
Half the song sounded like, still like it.
Nigga said, I spit a bunch of cap in my rap, but by the time y'all hear it, I done got paid for it. Like,
yeah. I mean,
he's a troll. Mean, it's funny mean, as shit, too.
But it's I do
bitch
think.
Ass, nigga.
I do think it was a lot of. Like I said, I like Roddy Ricch album, but it's a lot more that I like than Roddy's. Like I said, I'd rather listen to Kirk, personally. People slept on 2 Chainz album and it came out in March. So
somebody tried to tell me Chick State was album of the year. No. Somebody.
Huh? It was good.
Which one is that?
Tory Lanez. Thing about Tory Lanez, you argue with yourself in your mind, like, is it because of the nostalgia or because the song hot? Like he got one song where he did the Pretty Ricky song, Rolling Down 95. Mm-hmm. Yes sir, his name
ooh,
yes sir.
Fuck the Lost Boy, YBN Cordae. I forgot that album.
That was a great album. That was a great album.
I'm still taking Roddy Ricch album over that.
He a better rapper than Roddy Ricch. Let's.
They have 2 different rapping styles though. If that makes sense.
Roddy's not a rapper.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Roddy Ricch, he is like, I hate to say it.
He Bryson. He a gangster Bryson.
He Tupac.
Man, Tony said Tyler, the Creator. I have not listened to that fucking album.
Tony.
Bro, I'm not being funny. Like, Roddy Ricch is Tupac.
I'm trying to like just talk over what you just
I'm trying
said.
To get yeah. the correlation here.
Yeah, I am.
What do you mean?
Yeah, please correlate that.
Because you got to understand, like, Pop was not a very good rapper.
Thank you.
He was a very good.
He could paint a picture.
Yeah.
He not even paint a picture. He'll send a message.
He picture paint.
I feel like Biggie was the picture painter. Pop was the message. He gave you the message. You know what I mean? So
and that's kind of what. Well, I take that back. Nah, Roddy Ricch just make that feel good music, man. Like
he can melodize some shit.
He a vibe for real. Like the shit with Mustard balling. That could
the other shit with Mustard on the album.
I
High hate, Fashion?
Yeah. Boom Boom Room is my favorite song on the album.
Yeah, it's a good song, yeah.
I'm great a visionary. Song. I got this nigga scary.
It make you wonder like, is this what Crips doing now?
Yeah, they I mean
you saw that?
Hey, I love OT to death. OT my dog. Like that's my
OT
dog.
The hardest Crip in the game.
You
I don't
hardest
care nobody
in the game, yet. But Roddy Ricch is the best rapping Crip right now.
I don't know that. I swear to God, OT Genesis remix to Love make me not care about
Kiki Wyatt
or whatever her name is.
Yeah, yeah, K Club.
Yeah, whatever name.
You know she got mad. So she was taking that song off Apple Music.
Yeah,
you brought it out. Like, so fuck the fuck what, bitch? Like,
I don't want to hear your shit.
Crazy part is,
fuck your mama, a crackhead.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's over.
Fikes.
Yeah. Thank y'all. No, but the crazy part is, Keisha, I hate to say it, your streams and numbers probably went up
after that.
After that. Because niggas is going back to listen to the original shit, yeah, and then go back and listen to OT shit. Like, yeah, this nigga is really crazy.
Yeah, because...
How?
Yeah.
So shut your dumb ass up.
Her joint was down.
And
with
enjoy
us.
The...
Right. Oh, yeah.
Bro, you're getting publicity off this. The nigga might even bring you to a fucking show so you can perform the original. Do a remix.
It
would,
yeah.
Bring him out. Like, do enjoy it, bitch. Make some money off this.
OT.
What is Keisha Cole doing now? When was the last time she put out a song?
I thought she was dead until the song came
Rest
out.
Rest in peace, Prince.
Same shit. But like, real talk, like, OT gave us two of the greatest rap songs. Maybe top 100 rap songs of all time. Push It. We go crazy every time it goes.
I was going crazy in the car yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I let both. I took my hands off the steering wheel. I almost died on it.
Push It is
that's
a
your joint.
Fucking,
that's Chad joint.
What? Nigga, when we used to live in that first apartment, we used to be in the crib going crazy.
That song is the reason for the busy cheese.
Yeah.
It is.
That and motherfucking right.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. Hey, you know who be Drew. Drew be breaking that bitch down, boy.
Bruh.
I'm trying to tell
he
you.
He breaks it down, all right?
Yeah.
Remember when we went to
Molecules. He's stupid.
Yeah.
Shout out to Drew.
We gotta bring Drew to the next barbecue.
Yeah, that's my dog. Yeah, she is.
Save $10 on life, fluid.
Everything Lydia. Everything Lydia. I love when it hot.
What's next, MJ?
We about to be canceled.
What the fuck? That's it? Hey, Cardi B stuff, $500K in the refrigerator.
And a fucking refrigerator.
Yeah.
See, and this goes back to what you started
with. I'm going to start cheating.
This is what you started with.
I can't
they not as tough. She was getting cheated on. She apologized and gave that man $500,000.
She a different breed.
She a different breed of bitch.
But she'll kill that nigga, too.
Yeah, her titties sit up high. That shit, yeah, I know they
bother like on her shoulder.
Yeah,
yeah.
Styrofoam. What the
fuck? Bitch on her collarbone. Like, yeah.
She bad, though. Whatever.
But $500,000.
I like Crooked Teeth Cardi more for some reason.
It don't matter.
Either way.
Don't matter.
Either way, yeah.
Scrape?
Cardi bad, yeah.
She bad.
Yeah, always has been. But yeah, $500,000 to a cheat nigga. And he don't need it.
He don't.
I mean, $500,000 everybody need, but so, he a millionaire.
All right. I want to steal Charlamagne, whatever the fuck.
Charlamagne. Y'all got Charlamagne's up here.
Charlamagne, but I want to. He got this Donkey of the Day shit. Like, we about to give. I'm not even going
to
do it.
Give
it to
him.
No, I'm not
you
even
got
gonna
to.
Do it. But.
Text it to me.
I'm not going to do it. But the thing is. So, Justin, you were telling me the reason why Juice WRLD actually died.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets it.
I mean, you don't wanna like trample on the dead. You know what I mean?
You ain't know him personally.
He been dead a week.
He died on Sunday. Bro, or Saturday.
You trying to say it's time? Like, yeah. No, but I'm just saying. So,
well, this is bringing awareness.
Okay, yes.
This is bringing awareness.
Because we did say we were going to talk about drug use.
Yeah.
So, Justin, kind of give us a little synopsis.
Juice WRLD dead. And, I'm sorry. He died and he had seizures and he had a heart attack. And it's suspected he overdosed. The issue is... The rumor has it is, so when his plane landed, private jet, the feds were going to search his plane they had suspicion that there was illegal contraband on the plane. So before they got on the plane, it's suspected that Juice WRLD swallowed like multiple Percocets.
I do that shit all the time.
Eight to 12?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying. It did. That's when he went into convulsions and ultimately passed away. So Just take the jail time, bro. Like,
but it's some niggas out here on their last strike. I'm not saying him, but I'm saying other people that do that.
And then more than likely, he had somebody on that plane that
they could have took the rap.
The pilot.
Yeah. Definitely the pilot. Yeah. He would never work again.
Fuck him.
Kept that nigga on payroll. Right. That's what you do. Niggas take the fall for you, taking their family, you put their kids through school.
Why they ain't do the same thing for Michael Vick then? Somebody was supposed to take that fall.
Somebody just wanted was out for Michael Vick. Like,
no, you know they like other niggas got less time fucking with Mike Vick.
Marcus Vick should have took the entire fall. Well, now he working at the shipyard.
Well, I say Marcus Vick took the fall. His life fucked up.
No, he should have been in jail.
He did go to jail, right?
For beating that girl up at McDonald's, but not for the dog fighting.
Probably.
Lord Jesus Christ.
What she do to deserve it?
we don't know his life.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
Facts, like
that's not the cops tell.
On a more serious note, man, like okay, whatever. I use marijuana recreationally. Okay,
I ain't never heard nobody overdosing from marijuana.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg would have been dead.
The most I do is get stuck in the fucking couch and go to sleep.
You do that sitting down.
Like, I do that after I eat. Yeah. Nah, but I'm just saying, like niggas. niggas just gotta be a little bit more conscious of
what they doing,
certain things, man.
Bro, like, this niggas out here doing heroin now.
Heroin.
Dog food.
Yeah.
Dog food.
That boy.
Yeah. That boy.
Bro, I swear to God, I went to the Village in Durham the other day. The Village is rough. I went to the Little Caesars.
You had your
best. I was grabbing lunch for niggas in the office. I literally seen a nigga walking with a spoon in his back pocket. I'm like,
rent them spoons.
I'm like, come on, man.
For real?
Yeah. A spoon.
Maybe you're homeless. And that's his only utensil.
Oh, boy. The spoon was burnt as shit. Like, you can tell, like, he liked the bottom of that spoon. Like, niggas is out here doing that shit, bro. And then you got the opioid crisis, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the company that's making the shit has made the treatment for the shit. You know what I mean? Like, how do you... I don't understand that. How is a company making the problem, making the shit to resolve the fucking problem?
All right.
When you... Like, when they go to them clinics...
Black mothers, take care of your kids. Because black folks ain't overdosing on opioids. They're not. We did crack, and that was in the 80s. And it's, like, we dabbling it now. And,
no, you know, they do it. There.
But it's not a crisis.
Speaking of which, if any crackheads want to make some money,
got a truck.
I got $40 for you bitches to split. Hey, and help me move.
I might can get y'all some powder. Y'all gonna have to share a line.
You ain't gonna share a line.
It's expensive.
Yeah,
they're gonna fight, man.
They better use their pinky.
I can't. You know, it would be hypocritical of me to sit here because drugs is drugs, no matter what drugs it is. Yes, some drugs are harder than others. So. But my thing is, be aware if you have, everybody has their vices. Some people is alcohol. You can overdose on fucking alcohol.
You can.
You know, if you're a drinker, just be mindful, man. If you do drugs, regardless of what drugs you're using, be mindful. Just be mindful. You know, they try to say marijuana is the gateway drugs. If you feel like you're getting tired of marijuana and it just ain't doing it for you no more,
you go
get checked out.
Do you like ever like, you know what, I wonder what this cocaine to do for me?
No. When I have that urge, I just
I do.
I just switch up the flavors. Get some
gelato. I have thought, like, I wonder what
cocaine smell like.
Nah. Yeah, that too. Wow. Yeah, but yeah.
Senior,
it looked fun.
Senior in college, I went to Copper Beach in ECU in Greenville.
What the fuck is that?
It's Copper Beach is like,
oh, little, Copper, I ain't hear what you said in
Greenville with his partner.
Yeah, and I seen a 250 pound white girl, a 250 pound white me. You know, you gotta think about 250 pounds on a woman. Like, remember, they don't have a lot of muscle mass, so it's like real big. Like,
yeah, because I'm 250.
You know what I mean? But
I can't 210. All
right,
she's
nose tackle.
Oh.
But I seen a white girl, like, do a line in front of me. I said, I'm out.
I'm there.
I'm out.
I'm in.
Bro, that shit scared me, bro.
Really? Yeah, the first time I seen it, it was a little.
Like the first time I saw it, it was like 2009 at ECU.
That shit was way too aggressive, bro. Yeah.
I seen it, yeah.
I was like, God.
I seen a nigga do it with this shit right here, and I was like, yeah. I said,
I drove too, and I looked at niggas, and I went like, I'm out. So if y'all staying, y'all can stay.
I can't say shit 223.
What's wrong with
you? I didn't even say nothing.
That's not that bad.
I can't. I love you. I swear.
You gotta be two something. Somebody do something.
We all know Chad ain't 250.
If you ain't 180, you ain't a lady.
Right.
So whatever.
If you ain't 220, you don't want it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I just made it up.
But so ECU was your first time seeing it. ECU was your first time seeing it. ECU was.
And man, it's crazy because after that, I seen numerous niggas just start dabbling in cocaine. Like
niggas in my hood do cocaine now.
I'm just saying, like, once you see it, like, you become a lot more aware of your surroundings, and you see, like, more niggas that's on that hard-ass shit, you know what I mean? And don't come over here with that shit. You ain't coming in my house with it. I'll tell you that.
They'll steal your microwave.
Right.
And your joint is in the cabinet.
Like, I remember one time I was working at Andy's Highway 55, whatever you want to call it, with a nigga. He had graduated, like, of course, about 4 or 5 years before me. And he was trying to explain his cocaine use. You know what I mean?
He probably the best cook in there, wasn't he?
Justify why he did coke?
Yeah, well, not why. It's like about how what he was doing won't that bad.
He had cataract.
Nah, he was just like, it won't like we were doing live. We would take our pinky nail just like this, drop a little shit right there, and just put it up on the like. It's still cocaine, bro.
I had a nigga like that, an old nigga that worked with me like that. He was like 50. I said, what in the world going on here?
Seen them niggas dabbing on their wrist.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, like, wow.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Where's the 5 o'clock at, MJ? Since you always know some shit.
I don't know. You always know.
What time is it? It's in Alaska.
Alaska?
It's 9:05, and I think they 4 hours behind.
I didn't ask if it was 4 o'clock. Never mind.
You dumbass.
Yeah. That was some D-Black shit. Yeah. Speaking of D-Black.
He ain't in the military. I'm convinced.
I'm done paying taxes. Because they got this nigga out here just flying all over the goddamn globe.
To listen to somebody.
Doing not a goddamn thing.
He shot a nigga.
Right now he in San Antonio at the little fucking... the timeshare convention.
I thought he was at the Spurs game.
Yeah,
they down there
the Coyote. iRobots and shit, like trying to clean the offices and all right. I'm so tired of him.
I am, and while we suffering.
Yeah.
And he flying on the Maidan. Yeah. Like, I'm getting shipped out.
Yeah.
And you in San Antonio.
I was wondering why he was texting us. What the fuck are you doing? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I
thought that nigga had a burner phone.
Yeah. So, but no, it was coming from his number. I was like, oh, shit. And they don't care about no roaming charge. Okay.
He got money.
Must be
Black
nice.
Probably,
he might be the ugliest nigga I know. Nah, I'll take that back.
Naughty. Larry.
Larry here. Larry is here.
Yeah, I thought I was referring to Larry on Facebook, then I seen a Facebook page named Lur Lar. I said, what the fuck is this?
Maybe, I don't know. Larry ugly. Not he is ugly. Good dude, though.
Good dude. He's a good dad, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Jew ugly.
Yeah.
He top five?
Yeah, he need to open his own fire department.
Arsonist.
What?
Anthony Davis crazy, boy.
Yeah.
What's the fuck wrong with y'all?
Like, I don't know, but it's a fucking...
Boys don't want no friends.
It's a Tuesday. I worked all day. I don't know what y'all did
today. I'm on vacation.
Oh,
congratulations, Marion Jerome.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Grown man.
Yeah. You a big speaker. You a big speaker.
Grown man teams.
I only follow the footsteps of Justin.
Yeah. Cody. My nigga's in a relationship, man. Yeah. So, he can give us quality advice on relationships.
Yeah, Justin.
Topics.
How do we take that next step?
Huh?
Huh?
I'm the one nigga you don't want to ask.
I'm gonna just ask one of your joints what you do. Anyway,
this is why I won't.
He got a good thing going on.
Which one?
He off the market.
He just went to a different store.
Yo, we about to have a table full of niggas in relationships, and three of them cheating.
And it ain't me.
I was about to say you three niggas.
Yeah.
Two and a half at least. So now you mad at me. Now he's mad at me.
Bring that. Let me see him so I can chew him.
Yo, the funniest thing about that when you was like such and such junior. No, big such as I like. Yeah. I cried, buddy.
I thought it was the kid too. And then soon as I saw it,
call the nigga name. Fuck him. Shit.
Yeah, like I, nah, cause I really beat him the fuck up.
Anyways, all right. Anybody got anything for us to go out on?
Man,
cause if y'all leave it up to me, y'all know y'all.
We about to get
fuck them kids.
I knew it.
Good night. Oh, you got something?
I had something, man, but then I was like. Yeah, man. Yeah, nah, fuck that.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
So we can agree on fuck them kids?
Nah, man.
I still can't believe MJ called kids sexually transmitted diseases. Like,
yeah. It's only one or two. Herpes and kids. That's the only STD.
What about AIDS, nigga?
It's not real. AIDS ain't real.
I don't think it.
Yeah, you look like you got some, and you're not treating it. Yeah, you look like you look like Charlie Murphy in them last two episodes of Power when he was alive.
Like, no, that's what Arlington looked like. That's what Arlington looked like. I was trying to find a picture of Arlington and him looking like, and I couldn't find it. But no,
what's that movie? 50 Cent was in. He lost all that
weight. I don't know the name.
Yeah, Raising in the Sun or something.
He looked like a raisin, dried up.
Dehydrated.
Oh, man.
A prune.
Yeah, you do look like you belong in a bag of trash.
Somebody said, damn, my nigga got a lazy eye and he got the monkey.
That's Tony, ain't it?
Yeah.
I knew it was Tony.
Tony didn't get his life together.
Y'all are crazy. Thank y'all for tuning in again.
Seriously.
Episode 39 still going strong.
We got to do something special for 52. That's 1 year.
Oh, you fucked me up.
We got to start planning that one for real.
Special for my 52nd birthday.
Next week.
We've been toying with the idea of, and a lot of people have asked about a live audience. So, I don't know, man. We might be cooking something up for Viking Fest if y'all going to be there. Right. I think that would be a good groundbreaking moment.
Right.
Yeah. Liz owed MJ money. You made a lot of money at Liz, MJ. Yeah. I mean,
I really...
Because you got to think about it. When MJ went to Liz, like, he was paying full tuition. Like, they ain't had that little $500 shit. Like,
yeah. Not only that, he worked there for 2 years with no salary. It's crazy. He had to be a butcher for like those 2 years.
Yeah, MJ was in the cab serving pizza.
Yeah, and like
spitting in y'all joint.
Yeah, that's fine.
I bet it was.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, shit. Yeah. What else we had? I eat cereal a lot.
Yeah, I made the fuck out of them waffles.
Man, look, listen. In the paper cups.
The funny thing was Liz reused everything they did.
Yeah, they'll bake chicken on a Monday and talk about some goddamn honey mustard chicken too. Yeah.
Talking about chicken stew, pot pies.
Yeah. You just went and chopped that up.
That's it.
I bet they shit was pre cooked too. But anyway, hey, look. Hey, what if Eve made apple juice? Ooh. What would you say? Maybe let's put that back on the tree. Because he got everything we need. Woo!
Yeah.
And
good night.
Good night.